Yesterday, we discussed a few themes to do with saying Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGashem in the Amidah from Shmini Atzeres onwards. I want to discuss a couple more points today. And the first is to make mention of a Bi'ur Halacha in Siman Kuf Yud Dalet Se'if Hei, where he brings comments of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who says that possibly on a Friday night, if one forgot to say Mashiv HaRuach in the Amidah, then one doesn't need to repeat the Amidah. Why not? Because Min Hadin, a person could say just Birkat Mein Sheva, the sevenfold bracha of Magen Avot. One could say that and be Yotzei with that, or one could even listen to the Shliach Tzibur say it and be Yotzei with that. And that, of course, doesn't mention Mashiv HaRuach at all in it. So therefore, one can suggest that on Friday night there's no Chiyuv of mentioning Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem, and therefore, if one missed it out, then one doesn't have to repeat. But the Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself concludes Tzarech Iyun, saying that he's not 100% sure about it, but it's certainly an interesting question. A question that I got asked on Shmini Atzeret after the Tefillah was a woman who'd come to shul late in the morning because of looking after her children, etc. And she got to shul in time for Musaf. She heard Tefillat Musaf, and she heard Tefillat Geshem, and then she was going to daven Shachrit. She had a question: should she say Mashiv HaRuach in her Shachrit because she's heard the Chazan say Tefillat Geshem, or should she not because it's the Tefillat Shachrit and we don't usually say Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem in Shachrit of Shmini Atzeret. So the answer that I gave was that she should daven Shachrit without saying Mashiv HaRuach. Why? Because that's the Nusach of Shachrit. The Nusach of Shachrit on Shmini Atzeret is to say the Amidah without saying Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem. Don't start saying it until Musaf. She was davening Shachrit, despite the fact that Tefillat Geshem had been said and she'd heard it said. Nevertheless, this was the Tefillat Shachrit. On the other hand, one could argue, in actual fact, Me'ikadin, according to Gemara Masechet Tanit, it's clear that really you're supposed to start saying Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem already from Maariv on Shmini Atzeret evening, certainly from Shachrit. The reason we don't is because we want there to be conformity and we want it to be. We have to have the Shliach Tzibur or somebody announce Mashiv HaRuach before we're allowed to say it in our own private Amidah. And we want some degree of conformity, therefore we leave it till Musaf. But essentially, Tefillat Shachrit should have Mashiv HaRuach in it. And therefore, certainly if it's been announced in Shul to start saying Mashiv HaRuach, then even at Shachrit one could say it. So one could argue it both ways. And indeed, I've seen Poskim saying both things. If one looks in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sharim HaMitzuyan in Bahalacha, Siman Yud Tet Sif Katan Aleph, he brings down both ways of learning it as logical possibilities. So I think logically, from my perspective, I think that it's correct that not to say it in Shachrit, because as I said, there's no takana to say it in Shachrit. She thinks that last year she asked me a very similar question, that she'd already said it in Shachrit. She came to shul, heard Musaf, and then said it in Shachrit, and then wondered if that was correct. In that case, I said if she'd already said it, she didn't need to repeat the Amidah. Why not? Because in any event, Min Hadin, it's supposed to be said in Shachrit. It's just for practical purposes that we don't say it in Shachrit. Of course, the biggest question, though really perhaps the most insignificant, is it Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGashem or Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGeshem? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Mem, where he says it's a pausal form, and therefore it should be Gashem, like at the end of the bracha for wine, Borei Pri HaGafen. So here it's Mashiv HaRuach u'Morid HaGashem. But many Siddurim have Geshem, and many Poskim say it should be Geshem. And Lefi Ani Yodati, it's not a pausal form at all, because the flow of the brachas. I'll talk about it. Hashem, Chaim, Eitim, Atar, Roshiah. Then, Mashi Paruch, Morit Hageshem, Mechal Kelchaim, Bechesed, Mechaim, Eitim, Rachamim, Rabim. Kadosh Baruch Hu does all these wonderful things. We don't say Mechal Kelchaim, Bechesed. We say Bechesed because it's part of a continuation. So here also, it should be Lefi Aniyut Dati. Mashiv Haruachu Morid Ha Geshem Mechal Kalchaim Bechesed. One should be careful though, and I've heard some good Baalei Tefillah do this, to make sure that in the tune they don't pause. So often the Chazon will go, Atagi Bolorem Hashem Chaim Eitim Atar Rav Lohoshia Mashiv Haruachu Morid Ha Geshem Breathe Mechal Kalchaim Bechesed. If that's the case, then you're turning it into a pausal. Much better to Atagi Bolonam Hashem Chaim Eitim Atar Rav Loshiya Mashivaruach Umorit Hageshem Mechal Kel Chaim Bechesed, and do it like that, so it all flows. It occurred to me some years ago that where does this notion of saying it as Gashem come from? That comes from Tfilat Geshem, or perhaps Tfilat Gashem on Shmini Atzeret, where there the Chazan makes a big announcement: Shatahu Hashem Elokeinu, Mashiv Haruach Umorit HaGashem. And there it's definitely a pausal, so there should definitely be a kamat. It should definitely be Gashem, but that's only in that tefillah on Shmini Atzeret. The rest of the time it's not a pausal. Then it should be Geshem. Ultimately, I think there's a correct way to do it. But there are presumably bigger things for us to worry about. And indeed, it is a machloket in the Sidurim. Perhaps always just follow what it says in the Sidur. But make sure that you take a Sidur that says Geshem. Ad Kan.